mladej mojej dcery obszarnie moje spłaty.
He's made a heker for himself on Erev Shabbos. He's made the solution. So you've got rid of both problems of taking the refuah. There's no chashash he's going to grind medicine on Shabbos. He remembers that I had to do something on Erev Shabbos. He's realized that refuah is not allowed on Shabbos. There's no problem that an onlooker will start being kosher doing refuah, because as far as he's concerned, the onlooker thinks he's just washing his hands. He's washing his face. That's what. The question is now, do you take this further? So many poskim say that one can take this further now, and that is, if you mix medicine in a solution before Shabbos, or in a liquid, or in sugar, into something that is not recognizable what you're doing, that's no problem. Someone knows he gets a slight headache, or Shabbos morning he wakes up with a slight headache. It's not just about taking medicine on Shabbos.
Why can't you just take medicine on Shabbos?
You know, I take medicine on Shabbos. Someone is confined to bed or something like that, which we've seen. But a normal slight pain is not justified taking before Shabbos. This person, before Shabbos, he can take the Panadol, mix it with sugar, dissolve it in a liquid, then he can take it on Shabbos. That's what we said. The only thing is, Ramosha held that this is not good enough. Ramosha said that this only works where it's the derech to make a mixture. The derech is to make a medicine with a mixture. Then, if you make a shiller, you do it on Erev Shabbos, that is different. But if it's not normal to make a mixture like this, you don't take the tablet straight, then this head doesn't work. So
imagine you find a liquid Panadol, let's say.
But also, even a liquid Panadol, you probably take straight. You just take a bit of a spoon and you swallow it. So you haven't got this head. So only when it's mummish meat, that's when you got this thing.
But how can you swallow the Panadol?
That's hard. You have to take it, just swallow it, close your eyes and swallow it. That is the halacha of the making this mixture before Shabbos. Yeah, so he said that. I said, any example like this is good. That was head number one. Number two was also Achilles. Is a fact. Says Dr. Shalom, good price in reals actually. He says the marshal that if someone puts a lotion, someone's got itchy, let's say itchy hand. Again, it's not major. It's not a major problem. But if he puts the lotion on the healthy part of the hand and it runs down onto the affected area, that's a shibi, it's indirect, that's also allowed.
He can do that himself.
Yeah, he can do it himself. I say that's he's not doing a refuah, he's putting a refuah on a healthy part. Chazal weren't going to, it looks like it's an interesting thing, Kiddush actually, even though he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, yeah? That's mutter. Then we came on to another Kiddush, that was number two, indirectly. Then the Al-Khish was about something which is a course. A person has to take a course of treatment. So the first, that's not a Khish. Someone has to take it for 7 days and he can't stop in between. So that the apostle can say is no problem. A person can start the course wherever it is. He's allowed to take it on Shabbat. That's necessary. Obviously, if the course doesn't need to be taken on Shabbat, like we said yesterday, you can avoid it. Now, Moshe, you can take part of the course on Friday afternoon. And the other one on Motzei Shabbos, if you can avoid taking it on Shabbat, one always has to try and avoid it. I told you, I spoke to a doctor before Shabbos, and I was speaking about blood pressure tablets, and he said to me that he doesn't want your ruling because every person is different, but he said you have to find out. It can be in certain situations, the person who takes tablets does not take every single day. He can alternate that night time, morning time, he can change it sometimes. That's what we said.
So morning time and evening time?
Any time you can change, as long as it's not Shabbos. You can avoid taking on Shabbos, that's the best thing to do. Some are made till also by 5 days. That since it's a quite a big course to take, it's a 5-day course, some possible problem, that's also what to take. Again, where it can't be avoided, where you can't avoid taking it some other time. And then, what?
You have to wait.
Such a long time.
Why did you wait such a long time to take a medicine?
And then we said another Kiddush, actually, also very interesting. If someone's not a Chayda now, let's start with the first Kiddush, Shabbos Kiddush, also, it's a very Kiddush, actually. He said, someone is a Chayda now, someone's got a slight headache. So is he allowed to take medicine now? No.
Why shouldn't he say if he's got a slight headache? Why can't he?
Because we're scaling back gradually, much. He must take on a small pain, he can't take it. But he knows if he leaves it as it is, this situation, it's going to deteriorate and it's going to become much worse. Someone came after Shias, actually, it's very interesting what he said. He said, the master, he gets what's it, a gout. So he said, it starts off with a very small tinge of pain. But if it's left, it gets much worse. It's very, very painful.
Now that it's gout, she's giving
Yeah, but you're not going to finish the Aruch Shabbos. You're not going to wait. You're not going to wait. That must be that. It's interesting, Aruch Shabbos. Aruch Shabbos is over here in Perachav. In Ha'ara Kuf Pei Beis, the Chiddush actually what he says.
What is that?
He says if it's going to materialize to a more serious situation. Lachem, Achosh Kein Kal Baruch. Someone's got a slight headache. But a day of asthma, he knows himself. If he doesn't take a certain medicine, he's going to get into a migraine, which is going to be quite serious. He's got a slight pain now. But he knows if he doesn't take anything now, it's going to be so much worse. You can take the medicine straight away. Stop spreading.
But now he can't take officially because he's got a bit of a headache. He can't take a medicine.
Normally he should have to take because that says that Aruch Hashem wants to stay in that matzav. If it's going to become worse, since he can take it when he can chayyuk, we let him take it now. Already. He says a chiddush at the bottom. He says over here. He says according to this, he thinks near the heads of the gamba over to any mosque on the Shabbos. Either he's not going to get the strong migraine on Shabbos, edible motzi Shabbos. The strong migraine is only going to set in the motzi Shabbos. Even so, since he's going to be what. That's the chiddush that you're saying. That the Baal knows going to materialize something much worse. People get it. I mean, a lot of people say this, especially when a migraine. It gets
stronger and it gets heavier.
Yeah. So it gets stronger and stronger. So if you don't treat it straight away, then it can get worse. So he's machadish that's okay to do. Following from this is also a prevention, which also many apostles say is mutter. That is, a person is fine now. But he knows, let's say on Shabbos afternoon, he gets a heartburn. But divinely, he's fine. He's got no problem at all. So he's allowed to take medicine now to prevent what's going to be later. Chazal were only goyzer when a person's not well now. Someone's got a slight ailment now, so Chazal were goyzer, we don't need to take a medicine because he might make more medicine. If someone is healthy now, but it might be later, he won't be, that's not a problem. So this is quite a very far-reaching heter, actually, is here. Wrote this down quite a bit over here. Where else did this go?
It's like a vitamin. Why can't you take vitamins?
Vitamins is interesting. We'll come to that because we're about to start with vitamins. Vitamins, first of all, a lot of people take vitamins because they are weak. They're already schwach.
Or prevention. You don't want to become
so that might be better. If you're taking it for prevention, that might be better. But very often, the idea of vitamins is for a person who's already slightly weak. So that could make a difference, actually. Someone who's healthy, maybe. The other thing to know is if someone takes it for to be healthy, but most people take it for medicine, that could also be a problem. So that's not so clear. Who I did, I think we said yesterday as well, if someone's got a burn mark on his hand, which is healed really, more or less, but he wants to stop it coming out again, he's got a rash, let's say, and it's like a rash is better. Someone's got a rash on his hand, and the mice, it's curing. It's finished, more or less, no pain anymore, it's cured. But he wants to keep on the ointment in order to stop it starting again. So he's really finished. The illness has stopped. So there again, a person could put a liquid on the mosh or whatever it is in order to prevent it coming back again. It's prevention. That is mutter.
What's prevention?
Prevention means to stop it coming back again. It means divinely you're quite good. You're quite healthy as you are. There's nothing wrong. Even though you had it, but it's gone away, and you want to stop it coming back again. That's better. The only thing which is more problematic, the cream is more problematic. That's why it's always a cream. When you take a medicine, a tablet or a liquid, that's stamen isof refuah on Shabbos, because other than that, when a person puts cream on, that's a much more serious one. Besides the isof refuah, he's also got a danger that he might smooth it out, which is a shalom isof deraisa. But that's more complicated with cream. But the idea in liquids, you haven't got a problem. If it's prevention in liquids, then that is no problem at all. Okay, let's move on to this. What? A shinui, that's not so simple what to do. The best is to put it on a gourd before Shabbos. It's all spread out. And then on Shabbos, if you want to prevent it, put it on that. That's better. Okay, the next halach is also interesting halach. This halach in Shin Chal Ches, in Lama Zayin. Also interesting halach, that is a food which healthy people eat. Let me read the answer. It's a Mishnah in Shabbos. Any food which is normal to be eaten by people, a person can eat on Shabbos for curing himself. Any liquid a person can drink. That's clear what it's for. Pirush Rashi. Any food which is eaten by healthy people. Ein isa la ochlam, there's no is to eat them. Am kashu so me chushim, even though he's got a slight pain. This person has got a slight headache. This person's got a slight headache. The maisa, he knows, I don't want to say apple to break, I'm going to use apple to break, he knows apple to break the headache.
That's it. He's eating apples because he's hungry and likes an apple.
Yes, then, even though he's doing for refuah, that's the chiddush actually. Even though this guy is doing for refuah, that is mutter. He says, that's mutter. It's not clear that he's doing for refuah. So any healthy food, any food that's eaten by healthy people, there's no problem. Yeah, any food that you enjoy the taste is nice, you don't make a bracha. It's only water, I mean, if someone has water for medicine, then you don't make a bracha. Any other food item that you know, the taste is nice, even though you're doing for a refuah, there's old shabby syrups, there must be syrups, they got some very nice taste. So you're only having it for the medicine, and the mice has got a nice taste, so you have to make a bracha. So while I was over here, so I didn't know about this, you learn a few tricks of the trade over here, but for example, they say chocolate is good to help improve diarrhea. If someone's got diarrhea, apparently chocolate is supposed to help. So now you're wrong, it's a mark of real, man. Many chocolates. Sorry? What? Coke is also good for upset stomach, yeah. Prunes, that's well known. Prunes for constipation. And sweets to help a sore throat. Or someone's got chapped lips, the marshal. He wants to eat oily food. He wants to have latkes, very oily latkes. So all this is mutter, he's eating a normal food, but it happens to be at the same time he's gaining from a normal food that it's helping as himself. If he's a cholikolak, well, that's a complicated story. We're talking about somebody who's only got a slight pain. So he's not really justified taking medicine on Shabbos, but the chiddush now over here is, his next level is, that if he's gaining out of it, if it's a normal food which people look at, then there's no problem whatsoever. Who are doing chicken soup? They say it's good for colds. There's no problem at all as well. Or take a lemon tea, or honey in a lemon tea. All these things are normal for people to have the whole year round. Therefore, there's no problem. Now, the question is, good question about toothache. Now, this is an ancient halacha, this is about toothache. This is another Mishnah Berurah over here. This is an interesting shiloh thing. Now, I don't know much about toothaches, Baruch Hashem, but they say to put a clove on it is supposed to be very good. That is supposed to help. The mice, that's mamish refuah.
Yeah.
That's not allowed. That's clearly you're doing for medicine. You're not eating the clue. You're not eating it. That's the problem. So the Mishnah Berurah says over here, Shinchal Ches, Steve Cotton, Kuf. It's actually Machala. Now, Choshish Mishinov, someone's got a pain in his teeth. Now, obviously, it's not a Choshish Mishinov again, because otherwise you also have things. Two of mice got a slight pain. It's always very hard when you have tooth problems. Some people tell you the mice they can't move with a toothache. As we'll tell you, it's very, very slight. You can see the difference. Often when you phone a dentist, you say you need to make an emergency appointment and ask you, is it really serious? It's obviously, in a toothache, it's different levels of a toothache. Now, he's talking about Shulchan Aruch, but it's not major. It's uncomfortable, obviously, but it doesn't qualify to take medicine. So Shulchan Aruch about this. HaChoshesh Meshinov, if someone has got a pain in his tooth, Loi Yigma Ben Chaymetz V'Yimali, you must take vinegar in your mouth and spit it out. Why not? Because that's clear thing for medicine. It's clear to everyone what you're doing, Moshi. Why are you taking the vinegar in your mouth and putting it out for medicine, Moshi? You want to get your tooth better.
How can you get your
tooth better? Oh, well, I'm not going to do, Moshi. What you can't do, first of all. You can't put vinegar in your mouth and spit out. Mr. Moshi says over here, you can't do this at all, yeah? It's a problem. The much of milk should refer. It's clear that it's for. And even, he says, Mr. Moshi says, even to hold it in your mouth for a bit of time, gargle it around a bit and then swallow it. It's also not good. Most people don't swallow vinegar. So it's clear that he's doing it for refuah purposes. That is the problem. Says the Mishnah, what you're saying. But who Adin actually says Yain Sorov. To use whiskey is also a problem. Now that's interesting. Why? Why is that a problem?
If you spit it out.
Oh, so he says, if you spit it out, that's a problem. But then the Mishnah carries on. It's not so simple what it means, Mishnah. But Mokhin Tsar, Godl, when a person's got a big pain, Esher Lismo Beyayin Sorov, you can maybe rely on the opinion that with whiskey, you're allowed to have it in your mouth, to hold it in your mouth a bit of time, Velivloya Akan and swallow it. It's not so simple, it looks like.
Why is it
the terrace is probably, I'll tell you why I think about this, what's wrong with it? Why is it not
an apple? Yeah.
Why was terrace?
I don't
Because here, my friend, you're not just swallowing the whiskey.
You're gobbling it.
You're gobbling it. You're keeping it in your mouth for a bit of time.
That's really
nice. When I have whiskey, I might have it in my mouth a bit of time. I can't swallow it. It takes a long time. But most people, when they're drinking whiskey, they would just go straight. Just go straight down. So over here is a bit of an in-between stage.
Yeah.
You've got it in your mouth. It's normal to have whiskey. It's normal to drink whiskey.
Not to gargle.
But now what you're doing is you're holding it in your mouth for a bit of time. That is the chur, not so posh. Because now it looks like you're for a refuah.
Sorry? No. It looks like a refuah.
So that's what it says. Because most people just swallow whiskey straight away. They don't hold it in their mouth for a bit of time. You don't just swallow it. If you just take the whiskey, the chur, if you take the whiskey straight and swallow it, there's no problem.
Just bypass the problem.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to help. Maybe it has to sit on there for a bit of time. I'm not sure.
What? It has to
be on it for a bit of time. So he says over here in the Mishavurah, the Mokum Sai Gottel, in the case of where it's very, very painful, Efshel Lisra B'yai and Sorrow, you can mainly rely on the opinion that whiskey, much of it shows to a fifth, you're allowed to hold it in your mouth, believe Loya Achakach. And then, what do you call it? What else? Like what? Depends how bad the pain is. Depends if you're chorek or a gof. I know, it's right. It's a sagot, actually. It's not what I mean. Sagot means it's quite painful. What? Well, so what's that's what it seems like. But I'm not sure exactly what that means. Yeah, that's what it seems. Not every sagot is a chorek or a gof. Then he just carries on. Then he says, that's okay, if you swallow the whiskey. Oh, of course, you didn't also written on Hashem Neglach. You can't put this clothes straight on your thing. That's clear, it's doing for a fuah. That's also to do. So you can only do something which is normal. So swallowing whiskey, if you drink it normal, there's no problem. If you put it in your mouth and you hold it there for a bit of time, then let me suppose only make up a mock of sand. Alright,
please. People who drink whiskey, they taste it and just swirl it in the mouth before they swallow it. Mabilim, they drink whiskey, they swirl it in the mouth.